So it was a big, a shelter, kind of a shelter mm-hmm. with posts, mm-hmm. like peeled trees.
Mm-hmm.
Four of them in this, or mm-hmm. were there more than four? Or
well, she said that that's where they worked, you know. They did their labor there.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh.
Did they put anything on the
yes,
the top?
That's the way she explained it.
Oh.
Yes, uh-huh.
With what was on the top?
She said logs again.
Oh.
Young trees, I think, something
yeah.
like that.
Yes, mukwaus. Yeah, nachawuhi, diki kawaha. Tit uhoya. Ape. Jayanka, kindeka kawaha. Yeah, that was us, uhi, no harness, kasa yakli.
Yeah. She said that's what it is.
Hmm.
Hmm.
They were all made out of trees,
underneath
for that's where they did their salmon cutting.
Oh.
It was large.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because so that there was a smokehouse.
Mm-hmm.
That was made out of lumber,
mm-hmm.
is that right?
Mm-hmm. They lived right in it. So.
And they lived in it, and that had the four bedrooms.
Four bedrooms, uh-huh.
But then in the back, they had their work areas.
They had their...
Huh.
After my grandparents, after they bought a bigger boat, they
uh-huh.
couldn't go up there, and a lot of times some people, white people, came there, probably put some things in that area too.
Oh, huh.
So that might be what it is, she said.
These work areas, did they have walls, or were they just the posts with the roof to keep the rain off? Did they have walls?
Just open, just the roof and the and the floor and the roof.
Yeah, I took a week of hurting. So, take on this fish a car out of the car network. It's got no chocolate. I kayak always took a nuts to eat out of the car news. Gun shade to take in.
Was it a sloping roof? Like
mm-hmm.
a shed roof
mm-hmm.
this way, or was it a gable roof this way, or was it a flat roof?
Like a steeple, like
okay.
Made out of logs. Small logs.
Small, like
mm-hmm.
this size logs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the floor in too.
Oh.
That's it right there, they're showing
yeah,
it. Where they used to live.
Where's where claim? and her sister.
Her claim is actually, this is the site that we're looking at. Mm-hmm. Her claim is actually over here.
Mm-hmm. With her
and
sister.
With her sister.
Mrs. James.
Fanny.
The only information I have is that it's Mrs. Bennett's claim.
Oh. Uh-huh. Well, my aunt, Mrs. James, put her claim there too.
Let's see if
Top cookout, a so see quay. Yad Yad away see quay.
And against. They're right next to each other.
Yeah, this must be it
right
there.
That's where their brother got killed. That's why they put a mark in there. See that FJ? That's Fanny James.
Is this your brother?
Yeah, that's my brother.
Are you Edward John?
No, that is Thomas Bennett.
Oh.
Edward John is my son.
Oh, you're Thomas Bennett.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
At first I thought,
okay,
at first I thought maybe you were Elsie's husband.
No.
Ronald? Is it your
husband?
My
husband's
husband
home, yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, I have an Edward John, Ronald John.
Because
mm-hmm.
these are the claims that I have written. George
mm-hmm.
James over here, Edward
uh-huh.
John here,
mm-hmm.
Elsie John here,
mm-hmm.
Robert James here. These are
mm-hmm.
all the people that had...
Robert James is my cousin. That's
okay.
Fanny James' oldest, first child, in other words. And George James was his father. Fanny James is a sister, older sister to my mother.
Mm.
So this is the family here.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to find out where it had his land. Mm-hmm.
This one here.
Mm-hmm. And Bernice.
Well.
Bernice is right there.
Oh, that, yes.
And
Robert.
Right next to Robert. It's my aunt's last words. See, we didn't think nothing of it. We didn't want, we weren't going to, you know, when
mm-hmm.
the land claim came. See, we... But when we came back to Angoon to take care of my grandmother, Mrs. Klushkan,
mm-hmm.
her burial, we have it's always customary, that's our culture, that we have to thank the opposite tribe that
mm-hmm.
had put her away, see.
Mm-hmm.
And we came back for that purpose. That's when my aunt, Mrs. James, came to our place and asked us to she spoke to us. I still remember what she told us. She told us to go to Mrs. Jimmy George and
mm.
have our claim put down. And it was her...
Is that Lydia?
That
was that Lydia?
Yes, uh-huh. That was right in the land claims then. It was her order that we put the marks right along the way closer
mm-hmm.
as one family. That was Mrs. George James, the claims along the way.
In Metrobet?
Yeah.
That's going on.
Uh-huh, yeah. Dolores Yadau is my daughter.
Mm.
Sandra Archer is my daughter.
Mm.
Bernice Overd is my daughter. Edward John is my son.
Oh.
And the rest of my other boys and girls, they put their claim with their dad at Chatham.
Mm.
Chatham.
Right, there was a smokehouse there.
Yes, uh-huh. Well, it's on my father's side. His name was Charlie John. He had
mm.
a landmark. He had put a building there,
mm.
a lawn there. So. And it during Jim Paul's time,
hmm.
he came to our place and told us that our children have a right to put a claim
mm-hmm.
along with them.
Hmm.
So that's what happened when when this came up.
I see.
When we knew that there was going to be land claims.
Mm.
But I didn't know what the white land claims at that time. See, we didn't think that things is going to be like the way it is today at
yeah.
that time. So most of our young generation, they didn't think about it. They didn't put a mark anywhere.
Mm.
Some of them didn't think it was going to come to truth, come to pass.
Mm.
So most of them didn't.
Yeah.
Can I tell you one thing before I go?
Oh, sure.
You know where the school is?
In Angoon?
The first school that was built in Angoon.
Mm-hmm.
Angoon.
Mm-hmm.
It belonged to my grandmother.
Mrs. Klushkan, who was married to George Klushkan.
Dora?
Was that?
When they built a school there, when they wanted a school, my grandmother says, I want my grandchildren to
I couldn't hear you because of the traffic. What? I couldn't hear you because of the truck that went by right there.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. When they wanted to build a school there.
Right.
From the beginning.
The grade school?
School. Well, my grandmother said,
yes, the first building.
Go ahead,
and,
build a school here.
Uh-huh.
I want my grandchildren to learn. They built that school there. But
yeah,
it was small.
House.
And just recently, my mother bought part of it. Well, my father. And mother and I used to live in that little house that's still standing there. They make it bigger. It was the big land there. They push everything up against the little house and put another big building there. And that's our property, my mom and I. But mom's in pension. I don't know who stands for it.
So that's
they didn't notify us. They were gonna do that.
Was that the little school where
all those big buildings on it again?
Oh.
Another building. But if they should go claim things like that, they ought to have permission from somebody else to ask it.
Yeah.
They don't respect the
thing.
Amadeh Shaitan, they're talking about themselves. Get ready.
Mm.
But we are both them.
Mm-hmm.
We claim the land which don't go with that, but they say, in Angola. So we just forbid that. This is one wild, statewide land.
Mm.
But it's good just to know who you're talking to, you know, like the big stories now, so our children don't know who they are.
Right.
But I'm living here. I'm a retired labor man. Doing construction work. We live in Angoon, no job.
Well,
we'll start.
The way I feel myself.
Thank you.
I wish I had been able to see my grandparents.
Mm.
If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be alive today.
Yeah.
And I know that where they lived is like a landmark.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we come from.
Right.
So I highly respect the place where they had made a living.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, well, like when you get a plant, you like to see it grow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you take care of it. That's the kind of life that our grandparents did. So that's why today we're alive.
Mm.
So that's the way I look at it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, and a lot of these places, like even though, you know, your mother lived at the site, you can see how the trees are starting to grow on and all. And here, you know, what my job is to document what went on there.
Uh-huh.
So if I go there and I see these mounds and I don't know what they are, then that information is lost. But if I can talk to your mother through you, and she can tell me, oh, that's where we worked on the fish, that's where we cut the fish, that's a real
mm-hmm.
contribution to our knowledge.
Yes, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really neat to know that. And I really appreciate,
mm-hmm.
you know, being able to talk to her about it. Let's see if there's any more things.
Probably makes my mother kind of think way back
in
young days. When it's a child, you know, you're there.
The trees probably grow faster on a place that was lived at because of the soil is richer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so
it's nature, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my husband always say, that even the salmon you know. He used to tell that years ago, many years ago, there's a lot of traps along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And there was Fandy Salmon.
Mm-hmm.
And berries too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If people don't pick it, it just begins to... But if people pick it,
mm-hmm.
it's just like when you have a rose bush, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to cut it, you know, if you want more.
Right.
And that's the way nature is.
Hmm. And that's me.
Yeah.
They grew
mm-hmm.
potatoes and rutabagas
mm-hmm.
and
carrots
and turnips.
Turnips, yes. She said her brother was older than her. And was the first child of Shorty Johnson and Annie
oh.
Johnson, my grandmother. That's his picture, and that's Minnie right there.
Oh.
She looks nice and yummy.
Yeah.
That was taken not too long ago before my
huh.
uncle died.
Oh, that's neat. And was that in town here?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was taken. About 2 years before he passed on.
So is that Sam?
Sam Johnson, yes. That's Minnie. And that,
mm-hmm.
then my mother there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody looks very healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My aunt must have been sitting right next
oh.
to her there. I don't see her on there.
I was gonna ask if you could ask your mother if they stored the vegetables, like the potatoes and all. Some places they store them in underground pits.
Yes, she told me that too,
oh.
but I couldn't keep up with that. She
oh.
said after they got through smoking, then they brought their things further down. There's an island there.
Oh.
And I'd say it's right across from where the plane lands.
I don't know where the plane lands, but
it's somewhere around, you know where Favorite Bay is?
Right.
It's right across there. There's an island. That's where they used to have they had ships and they had big holes at the bottom.
Oh.
And they kept it dark. That's where they stored
huh.
their potatoes and all their vegetables.
There is this is Angoon,
mm-hmm.
kind of it's going into the next map,
mm-hmm.
but there's this large island across from like the plane dock.
Mm-hmm.
Across from where the plane lands.
Uh-huh.
That's the
yes.
plane you mean.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
That's where they used to store there.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, neat. So from this area, they
uh-huh.
would transport
yeah.
the potatoes all
uh-huh.
the way?
Yeah.
And then they'd be close to town
mm-hmm.
for the winter?
Yes, they were closer.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's really neat. That makes
mm-hmm.
sense to have them closer. Let's see. I'll see if I can... You both must be getting tired of me asking this question.
It's interesting. Excuse me, I'd like to see.
Oh, sure.
All right, let's. Oh, yeah. It's not too long ago, she said that the Kokash got in on the land
mm-hmm.
there. Not too long ago.
Yeah.
Thing goes over this lakes now, she said.
When Minnie described to me the village, she said,
she said she got married 1915.
And did her husband come with her to live at this place?
My father?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right.
She said after she got married, she didn't go up there.
Oh, did she go to his family's place?
Well, most of it I knew. I grew up in Angoon.
Mm-hmm.
We lived in Angoon by that time. I guess to go up there, for I know that we used to go up there with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
He had a same book, but it wasn't too big, so I don't remember which bay is that.
Uh-huh.
We used to get sockeyes.
Yeah.
And gander them.
Because sometimes it seems that the women go along with the husbands,
mm-hmm.
depending
yeah.
on, like, so if she was unmarried, she would stay with where her.
I remember that my mother and my dad, they used to come and get sockeyes from there and then take it to Todd and Pearl Straits. And they smoked it there in camp. They did their canning by there. And I know we did too. Sockeye and put them in cans or smoked.
Mm-hmm.
We have a smokehouse along the way, favored bay. And after we came here, I don't know what happened to it. There isn't any more smokehouse there on our land there.
Could you ask your mom if they ever went to a particular place, like sockeye, say, only run 2 or 3 weeks. They ever went to a particular place and just put up tents or brush shelters because they were only going to be there a short time? Or did they always build, like, a substantial smokehouse and have gardens? Or did they ever just go to an area for a couple weeks?
From the sound of it, it's where they did live all through the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And for the winter, I guess they moved back to Angoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they had winter houses there.
Mm-hmm.
And for the summer, I guess they could live in cabins like
mm-hmm.
for the summer.
Yeah.
And that's what they did.
Mm.
I don't think she had gone to other place besides this place when they were growing.
Mm.
But I know when I was a little child, my grandparents, when they had this big same boats that my mother's talking about, was at Turn Point.
Oh.
They had about 2 smokehouses there.
Just across from Angoon.
Yes, just across from Angoon.
And you grew up there.
Yeah, yes, I did. In the fall time, I recall that we used to go there and dry fish up.
Uh-huh.
My parents and my uncle. Whole family.
And did you have gardens there too?
Yes, they had gardens along the way. Turn Point, there's this two big smokehouses there, and then there's a little creek like coming down. I remember right on this side there used to be a garden there, and on this side the creek, the little water stream, there was a whole big long garden.
Wow. So there were gardens on both sides of the stream there.
Well, that was a big family, so because they used to put up their own vegetables.
How many people use that area at Turnpoint?
Well, I recall my uncle Short Sam Johnson, and I recall my uncle George Johnson. He's the one that got killed by Lavalante. It very war remarked. That's where he died. War remarked.
And that was Minnie's first husband.
Her first husband, yes. They lived at Turnpoint too, and my aunt, her family, Mr. and Mrs. George James, they lived there too. So as a family, they went together everywhere. In summertime too, they went to a cannery as a family.
When you say family, you mean more things, say, than I bet. Than when I say family, you mean like around 20 people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because everybody who's related.
Mm-hmm. Well, the way it went is that my grandfather, Shorty Johnson, his children, and his grandchildren. That's where we went, moved around. There was one time when we were one big family, and now all of that, just my sister-in-law, Mrs. Minnie Johnson, mom today, and my mother, and that big family, and then us young generation.
Yeah.
And the ones that are after us, I don't think they know. They wouldn't know. They wouldn't.
How they're related. Yeah. Well, it's confusing.
And I was able to see my grandfather and my grandmother. And also on my mother's side, and also my grandmother, Mrs. Klishka, and her husband.
Your grandmother. I always have to look. What was your father's first name?
Charlie Bennett.
Charlie Bennett.
Mm-hmm. He comes from Sitka.
Oh.
He came from Coquitlam Clan, the wolf. Excuse me, can I look at these?
Oh, sure. Oh, sure. You want to look at the slides or the maps?
No, the map.
Oh, sure.
Let's see. Yeah, to ice it, yeah. I was here, I talk, I have Salt Lake, you do a sock. Yad. We would now sunny talk.
So what do we talk?
Sunny side, we kai kai yet. And could you each two see quay?
Good as so what? E you go?
Ah. E clean ya. Hayat yo to see quay to quayach a talk. Yat. Yat. Yato ah,
ya I can koa tis de shitan at the aya koa. Tis at the as out to pay yitra ya. De pay de ho naka kakwan ka. I achinuch. Yet ya I can dana I deha.
Ah,
a yaka to stitch.
Ya
yesha I yaku ha at the awa so.
Yato ah a tail where Mitchell pay it was sack. Yato.
When a pig were?
Ah.
I will ask a guy and
yeah. Ah.
I were.
A yat yell to see quay. A talk or yah yat. Yato ah kanash ko ah ye yato ah yat kos we tu ne ta hat tu si ke ah si ko ke te kos sa ko te ye tu ta si te ach ik tach ya na god yat yato es kas ya
Where I cut where? I speak I am.
Yat Kowes?
He will not eat there.
Ah,
and I'm not sure we eat there. We eat clean. Shall I yak utah at the house? Did she come at the hour? The hot canada. Could see ye.
I wish my husband was here. I'm not familiar looking at a map.
What was, did she say Dahat Canada?
Uh-huh.
I know where that is.
Where is it?
It's, and I'd love to learn about it.
It's
off the end of this island and there was a fort there.
Uh-huh.
Can your mother tell us about
she
that area?
She said that belongs to Dishitan. Is it right here?
The Dahat Canada is this teeny island off this end,
mm-hmm.
But also, here's a fort, but also there's another fort on this point here.
Uh-huh.
There were two forts, and the story that I heard, which may be wrong, is that this one, Dahat Canada, is Deshitan,
uh-huh.
And that this other one is Wushkitan.
Oh.
And I'd love to learn about those
uh-huh.
forts, if you could
yeah,
ask
maybe
me.
That they were married in the fort. And what place?
Did she remember?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Now where's that Canada? I'll show her.
I'll get a pencil.
Yeah, to Atahat Canada.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small island, and it looks like it's connected to this one at low tide.
Uh-huh. Now, hakusua shaiyak oka.
Na kina kawo. Yato wisuko ani wakat tahat Canada. Kinde kujakka kat I ken kusiye.
Where's kusiye?
What is that?
Ani tak
kusiye.
Kusiye.
Where's I ken?
Where's the what?
I ken is that strong current.
Oh, that's way up here. Oh, well, actually, there's a couple places along here where there's strong current.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the tides, like this, it's a real strong current through here, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's strong current through here. I don't know where she means exactly.
Yeah, to a Mitchell Bay. Yeah, to a.
Ah.
Yeah, na how say you won, yeah, to a. Yeah, to a. Yato ah,
Ay, ha te koye kwa te
ko. Ah.
Khani kwa a ka te ucha ye ten ya te ku ni. Siknat. Te ucha ai a ka khone do sa a wa ak khani ko te ku.
Ya to we.
Ushtuan ai na wa. Ha.
Ka nas ku be ye te sa to chi at a kho a. Ya Yat a.
Dap a sawa.
Can. Canel ko be. Yato a.
Let's get cut enough to sink it. Enough of the horse.
Was it or a sock?
That's half the cushion. Get enough with it. Get cut either is sock. Kwaoga.
Wisakat.
Te anak na shuwe ye. Weta dit aga wel eutlen. Yato a tik nazik. Yato awe. Khunye aka. Smokwaos atla ayin. Ya. Ya te anak na shuwe ye ki kaka waha. Kat. Kuru hini. Kek atan waqi kokotsa satakh zakin itat qatul kanal
awiyato
a kiwa a ha
yato a yut as tu
kine kek atan waqi akade ka hanas inakh qat ak kek akh i inen akaka awa inakh qaido wasa.
Where can I get a map like this, with all the names? I'd like for my husband.
Oh. Well, I made that map from going through all the land claims forms,
uh-huh.
But I could make a Xerox of it for you.
Yes, I'd like to.
Okay.
I'd like
sure.
to. So.
Sure. Were you were talking about all of the area there?
Yeah,
or?
She was telling me. Uh-huh. Where she said there's she was telling me about that Hat Kanata.
Oh, what did she say?
Belongs to our clan. And there's turn point right there. That's where we used to live right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. Who put a claim there?
On turn point? Let's see. Looks like, can't see, Annabelle Peterson Esmino and Smallwood, R.L. Smallwood, and Mary Johnson, and Mary Willis.
Uh-huh. That's where their Ronald's father and mother, they used to live there too.
And what are Ronald's parents' names?
Mr. and Mrs. Charlie John.
Charlie John.
Yes,
okay.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe I should call Ronald and let him see.
Did she remember any of what went on at Dahat Canada?
Yeah.
Was it still
I was like, I'm going to go to the school.
Southern people, you know, they said used to be just like the war times, like the Japanese came after the Americans. And during those olden days, well, the people would come to other communities, you know, make war with people. So if they win, they claim slaves. And when they knew that there was people coming from the southern side, the Angoon people moved up to that place, and they hit there, probably made a fort there, but there was no water on the island, so when they drank up the water, they tried to, they asking for peace, and then they took two, and she named those people that were taken, but it turned out that they composed a song along the way. In a peace way, so that the people that got a hold of them, well, they liked the song. See, they didn't have bitterness in their heart for those people they captured. So it turned out to be a peaceful story. And
were the when you say the southern people, do you mean the Tsimshian?
Yes, that's what she said, yeah. Well, I'm glad today that there's nothing like that.
I'm
praising the Lord that there's peace, that we can live together.
Mm-hmm.
We're all equal, and we believe that we belong to one Father.
Mm-hmm.
So I live for those times.
Yeah.
I'm happy that today is different. I'm sure we hear about foreign people, war going, and the Bible predicts that there's going to be nations against nation when the time is drawing near. In our hearts, we could be ready. There's a better shelter place to go to.
Mm-hmm. The big fort in the sky.
Yes, the big fort in the sky.
When they
the big land.
When you describe a fort, like on the one hand you say it's a place where people hid,
mm-hmm.
but then if you build something there, I would think it would be, they'd know where it was, like the Tsimshian would know where your
mm-hmm.
fort was.
Well, they probably made it so they knew, they probably had guards. It's like they knew.
The story that your mother told, was that during her lifetime or was that
many years before our death. Well, I'm thankful that she's still here to tell the story.
Yes, it's fantastic. I think what I'll do is I'll maybe try to get somebody who speaks Tlingit to write down all the words
mm-hmm.
of what she said in English, because
mm-hmm.
I missed a lot.
I couldn't keep up with her.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want to stop her, so.
Right. Because it's really important to write down everything
mm-hmm.
so that I can go back and try to figure it out, because in listening to it, I can only pick
mm-hmm.
up this much, and
mm-hmm.
I need to study it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Are you full blood?
No.
I can see that, yeah. How much Tlingit?
I don't have any Tlingit. I'm not Tlingit.
No, you're not?
No.
Uh-huh.
I'm really interested in Tlingit culture, but I don't have Tlingit
uh-huh.
in me.
Uh-huh.
Although, lots of times I wish I did. For lots of reasons.
Uh-huh. Yeah, nowadays, my grandchildren, you wouldn't believe that they have Indian blood in them.
Really?
Really.
Huh.
Yeah.
But Native people are very distinctive looking.
Yeah. They claim that they're Indians.
Uh-huh.
They don't like it when we call them, you know.
Uh-huh.
They're going to school here.
Sometimes I see people around town that have hair that's even lighter than mine, and I can tell from their face
uh-huh.
that they're Tlingit, though.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a whole lot of generations like that today.
Yeah.
Mother, I don't know how many grandchildren she has, and I have a sister that's married, and she had 13 children. They don't look like they have any Indian blood in them.
13 children.
Mm-hmm. She had a set of twins too.
Wow.
They can pass.
That's a hard-working woman.
Yeah.
Wow. So. That's just one of your sisters, and you've
mm-hmm.
had a number of children.
Yes, I had 10 myself.
You had 10 children?
Yes, I had five boys and five girls, and they're all grown today and all married.
Wow, that's something to be proud of.
And I have two great grandchildren today.
You have
two
grandchildren?
I have over 20. But 22 grandchildren, and I have two great, so that makes it more.
Oh, well, you're not that, you're a pretty young woman to have grandchildren.
I got married very young, so.
One time I was at Hawk, I've only been to Hawk Inlet once,
uh-huh.
but I walked by where the Indian people used to live in those little cabins.
Yes.
And I saw a card on one of the cabins that said Ronald John.
Yes, that's where we live. Oh, I miss that place more than any place in this world. You know, I used to I used to look forward to going over there. I liked it.
Did you work in the cannery?
Yes, I did. We were able to put up our food. We put up smoked salmon. We had little smokehouses there.
Closer to the beach?
Yes, past the houses, you know, the little ways.
Right.
There,
I remember seeing what looked like smokehouses.
Yes. That's where we lived, and on the lower side, I had a flower box, and I had a little garden by my door, and I found a big bathtub that I made into a garden.
Great. Did you work in the cannery too?
Yes, I did. We enjoyed staying there. We made it a summer cabin. We used to take our own paint from here and paint and put our own rugs on the floor, you know, that tile-like.
Oh. Were most of the people that worked there people from Juneau or people from Angoon?
Well, when we first moved to Juneau, we were the first people from Juneau.
Oh.
My brother, Joe Bennett, and his family, Peter Johnson and his family, and ourselves, and then most of the white people from the lower states.
Hmm.
And about after the Hood Bay burned down, then they brought the Indian people over there.
So when did you first work at Hawk Inlet?
Oh, we moved here in 1957. It doesn't seem that way. It just seems like 5 or 6 years ago.
Wow.
And that same summer we moved over there.
Was there ever any talk about there being an old Indian village at Hawk Inlet before the cannery?
Yes. And I know the people that that lived there was a cousin to my mother.
Oh,
my
what
grandmother,
are their names?
The Gambles. Gerald Gamble.
Gerald Gamble.
His wife was Molly Gamble.
Oh.
So she was my grandmother then.
And she is
a cousin to Annie Johnson. Shorty Johnson's.
Were Molly and Gerald Matilda's? Oh no, Edward's, her husband's parents?
No, Edward Gamble is a different...
Oh, Andrew, Andrew Gamble.
Andrew Gamble
was married
Gamble
to Matilda.
Matilda Gamble,
And they were his parents, Gerald and Molly.
Yes, that's his mother and father. And I understand that they had a strong paper in their time. I heard one woman, she was telling her children when the land claim came up that she had inherited that land from Gerald Gamble. She claimed they had a paper, and that Mrs. Reyes, she's in Petersburg now.
Oh.
She lives in Petersburg, and she has children here, the Reyes, that are entitled to that
the
land.
Reyes, like?
Like, Reyes, like, I can't even think of their name now. But their mother lives in Petersburg. That was, she was a niece to Gerald Gamble.
Oh.
And Gamble had other families too, like George Jim, I think is his family. That same clan.
The Mushkitan?
Mushkitan.
Where those people lived, was it right where the cannery was, or was it nearby?
To me, it looked like it was further toward the that sandy beach. I guess that's where.
Like south towards Angoon, or the other way.
You know that bay, that Hawk Inlet. There's a mark there, a land right in the middle, a buoy. And
like a light?
When you turn in, you go around that, And on this side, looks like that's where maybe where people used to live. It's very sandy, and there's a stream.
Is that Greens Creek?
could be.
Yeah.
And then there's way back in.
But it's the same
there,
side as.
She would know.
What's her name again?
Mrs. Reyes.
Oh, Mrs. Reyes in Petersburg would know about
uh-huh,
this area.
Uh-huh. Oh. I heard them talking about it.
Oh.
That they had. I guess Gerald had a claim. When they, and later on, when they used to be educated,
mm-hmm.
I know my grandmother Molly Gamble went to school too.
Mm-hmm.
So they knew then that you could get a title to a land.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they say that whenever they wanted to come to Juneau, they used to pull their canoe right
mm-hmm.
through there. There's a narrow strip,
yeah,
and get on the beach and then start rowing from there. And I guess they used to put up their food over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I spent some time with Matilda, and that's what she told me.
Uh-huh.
Andrew had told her.
Yeah, and then he comes from Juneau, so he had quite a lot of relatives here.
Andrew did.
Gerald Gannon.
Okay. Uh-huh. And he had a place in Auk Village, didn't he? Downtown
yes.
here.
Yes, uh-huh, yeah. And they come from, they had a house. They had a tribal house here, and that's the house that burned down one year in front of it. That's still standing there. That's a Ushkitan clan. I guess that's where Gerald Gamble used to live long ago.
Is that the same house that George Jim had the house green from?
They come from that clan. They have a tribal house, see?
Hmm.
That's their monument, their emblem,
mm-hmm.
that house there, that Thunderbird
house.
That's where they come from. So that's a story by itself.
Yeah.
Another story.
Mrs. Reyes, how do you spell her last name so if I could call her in Petersburg sometime?
R-E-Y-E.
Okay. Okay.
Eli Reyes. Oh, is he dead? Yeah, he died. Or... Which Reyes died?
I don't know. I was thinking about the woman in Petersburg that would know about Hawk Inlet.
Uh-huh. Mrs. Reyes. That, I don't know her first name. Her daughter would know very much, too.
Oh.
She used to be married to my cousin, Kenneth James. So her name is Marie James.
Oh, Marie James.
Uh-huh.
Did she live in town?
No, she lives in Petersburg, too.
Oh, she lives in Petersburg, too. Okay. Yeah, that area is, it's kind of, well, I feel really sensitive about that area, too, because the cannery was there, and there was a village there somewhere, but there's a mining company,
mm-hmm.
Naranda, that wants to develop their mineral claims in the Greens Creek area.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a mine way up the creek,
mm-hmm.
but they want to build a mill and have a camp with lots of people working there. And so I want to make sure that they don't build anything where there was a village.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
the more I can find out about that area, the
mm-hmm.
better too.
You know, many years ago, when we first moved here from England, my husband, he wanted to put a channel through that strip.
Oh.
So that it would be shorter for the boats to get to the fishing grounds.
Oh.
He worked with an army engineer.
Huh.
And it almost went through.
Huh.
Until he told it to someone that's heading for